Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 22nd of September 2014. The title is Be All That You Can Be. I have certainly not been perfect at this, but I'll say for the most part, since my high school years, I have tried to live my life by the motto, quotes, be all you can be, end quotes. This used to be the slogan of the U.S. Army. I was living it before they made it a slogan, and I am still living it. Before the Army made it a slogan, I probably did not verbalize it in these exact words, but I lived it and still do. Now, I will admit that everyone is not cut out to be all that you can be. In the next breath, I'll express my belief that more are cut out to do this than do it, though. And I think we should promote this more than we do. Yes, in our corporations, we give it lip service and we have slogans. Heck, we even have a slogan here that you might have adopted, spinning the invoice printer, which is another way of saying be all that you can be in your business life. But people get knocked down, especially newbies who try these principles for the first time. Who or what knocks them down? Their own failures can be a factor. Some rare people have such high standards that they do little because they can't stand to fail. Many others claim this excuse when they are just lazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back after this message.
The Light Green Machine Institute annual conference is different than any other conference you will ever attend. We cover topics that are absolutely cutting edge. This year, for instance, you will learn techniques for pulling information from your mill database in ways that will hone in on root causes of problems. You will learn how to fine-tune the liquor cycle in virgin pulp operations. We'll discuss modern stock preparation schemes that eliminate surge capacity. We'll end up with a hands-on tour of a maintenance operation employing the latest methods. All of this comes at a low price, with half the proceeds donated to the Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation. And you'll receive a small library of my books, too. Where will this conference be held? On the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, from the 26th to the 28th of October. Want more information? Just email me, jimthompson@jthompson@taii.com, with LGMI in the subject line. That is jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. I look forward to seeing you there.
And now the rest of this week's column.
The largest contributor to people not pursuing being all they can be breaks down into two causes, both the responsibilities of the leaders of the business in which they are employed. The first is the culture. Business cultures can be so constraining in their checks and balances that the energetic are either A, forced into submission, or B, run screaming from the building in search of an environment where they can be all that they can be. To me, the largest corporate organized method of creating this restraint are the popular all-encompassing software management programs such as SAP. The second cause is a tyrannical manager. You don't have to be a tyrannical manager. You can have tight control but still foster the growth of your subordinates. Yes, it is harder work in the short term, but it can really cause your corner of the organization to flourish. I have seen many people run screaming from the building due to tyrannical managers. Such managers end up with a bunch of yes people who do not stretch or grow the organization. We all know that what happens to organizations that do not grow, they die. So what to do? If you are a mid or upper level manager, that is if you have other managers reporting to you, make sure your direct reports are not tyrants. If you're at the top of the heap, make sure all the managers below you are not tyrants. How do you do this? Make it a regular management discussion and workshop subject. Determine what is the right level of control in your organization. Hint, it may vary widely from department to department, and hold managers accountable for operating in a, quotes, just right, end quotes, mode. If you are a tyrannical manager, well, never mind. Tyrannical managers seldom recognize themselves for what they are. However, this means if a peer or boss comes at you telling you you are a tyrannical manager, or if you find a copy of this column on the windshield of your car, you might want to do a little serious self-examination. If you're an employee at the bottom of the heap and have decided you want to be all you can be, you have the most flexibility of all. First, when you are knocked down by your endeavors, carefully examine why that happened. Get some help from a trusted mentor in analyzing the failures. Should you eventually decide that it's the company stupid, then pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and find a company that is successful that will really support you being all that you can be. This investigation is easier than ever due to the internet and services such as Glassdoor. What are your thoughts? You can take our quiz online. For safety this week, there are places to be innovative and places to go by the book in your safety program. But in every corner of it, you can be all that you can be. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.